Amber Chapman worked for 15 and a half years at Express Scripts in Irving. Last February, her company gave her some surprising news.
We were bought out by another company, and they basically came through and just slashed the workforce. And in a matter of a few hours, over 100 people were laid off.
26 weeks later, her regular unemployment benefits ended, and that's when she got help under the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program. Every 2 weeks, she gets a little over $700, but no more.
And for that to be just cut off completely, I mean, you know, I'm down to the basics. I mean, I don't have a fancy new car. You know, I have my rent, my utilities, you know, to provide a roof over me and my son's head. I mean, it's scary to not know, you know, how you're going to be able to provide for your household.
She's registering for temp agencies and is considered working for McDonald's, but her specialty is prescription benefits management, getting medications authorized for the Medicare population.
And I think I'm well qualified in my field, you know, the time that I spent, but just to know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people applying for just a few positions.
Chapman says she and her son Donovan will be okay for the month of January, but after that, she says it's uncharted waters. Lori Bullion-Larea is president of Workforce Solutions Greater Dallas. She says unemployed Texans should be encouraged because companies are hiring.
We have a lot of employers in the Dallas area hiring as we speak, and please encourage people to come to their workforce centers. There's 8 just in Dallas County.
The Texas Workforce Commission says over 270,000 jobs were added between November of 2012 and last month. Still, Amber Chapman is worried.
I don't know. I just told my dad the other day, I was like, I've been off from work for almost a year, and what have I accomplished? You know, it seems like a daze.
And losing almost $1,500 a month in benefits won't help. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.